Outcasts, written by Claire McFaul and read by Chloe Perry.
You've got to be kidding me. Dylan stared in horror at her reflection in the full-length mirror. Her eyes were wide, ringed with a thick border of black eyeliner, topped with smoky grey shadow. It had a slight shimmer to it when she turned her head just right. Yeah, her eyes were okay. But the rest... Her hair had been pulled and twisted and teased until it stood out from her head in what could only be described as a rat's nest. The lipstick that had been smeared across her mouth was a garish shade of red that made her look like a vampire after a quick snack. And then there was the dress. It was taffeta. Taffeta. Until Joan had frog-marched her into the special occasion section of the big department store at the bottom of Sauchie Hall Street, Dylan hadn't even known what taffeta was. She did not like it, especially not in this hideous shade of peach that made Dylan think of overcooked salmon. There were bulbous sleeves and tight tucks down her midsection that pinched in all the wrong places. The skirt was apparently meant to swirl in beautiful, graceful swishes around her legs as she walked, and maybe it would, if the tights Joan had shoved at her as she was getting dressed weren't rubbing against the bloody taffeta and creating enough static electricity to power the whole central belt. "I look absolutely hideous," she thought, shuddering with enough force that her reflection vibrated subtly in the mirror. She'd been overjoyed when her parents had told her they were getting married, and even more excited when Joan had told her she'd be a bridesmaid. That was before the dress shopping.
"Oh, darling, you look absolutely gorgeous." Dylan's great-aunt Gladys sat in a chair in the corner of the hotel room, a handkerchief clutched in her swollen arthritic fingers and tears glistening in her eyes. She did have cataracts, which might explain the old woman's assessment. Or maybe this look had been on trend when Aunt Gladys had been young, sometime before the Vikings invaded.
"Thanks, Aunt Gladys," Dylan managed to grate out.
"You're the prettiest girl in the whole town, do you know that?"
Dylan grimaced. Heat was rising up her neck, clashing with her gown. She could not go out there looking like this. She just couldn't. A knock at the door made her jump.
"Dylan, you ready? It's just about time."
Dylan spun to the door to see the gleaming brass knob begin to turn.
"They're waiting for... Just a minute!"
she screeched. The knob stopped turning and mercifully the door stayed closed.